Did you know that humans are getting shorter? What does bacon and eggs have to do with the CIA successfully overthrowing the government of Guatemala? Which country has a life expectancy of only 14 years old? Learn the stories behind these and so much more in my new book, Facts That Aren't True. Link in the description.
Is our current spot how long from then to now?
So the first life on our planet is thought to have arisen about 3.7 billion years ago. Modern humans are like basically about 300,000 years old, maybe a little bit less than that. So it took a very long time.
Great. Yeah. So I can debunk this using your original number of 3 billion years. I'm going to grant you 3 billion for the sake of the conversation. Okay. Let me ask you a question. How many neural pathways are in the human brain?
More than two.
84.7 billion, which are functional positive outcomes of mutations. Okay. I'm going to use,
I don't know what makes you think that's a neural. What is a neural pathway? I think you just confused neuron with neural pathway.
A neural pathway is basically any system that operates together with another pathway to produce a positive outcome for our existence or our consciousness. So you moving your finger probably operates 100 million different pathways that actually produce the actual movement of your finger. It's a beneficial mutation. So my question is
okay,
for you,
Nick. Buddy, listen. If you only had 10 neurons, there would be more than 10 neural pathways, right?
Ask the question again.
If we only had 10 neurons, there would be more than 10 neural pathways, right?
Yeah, sure. So let's say there's 10 neurons.
If they're all connected, there would be 10 factorial pathways.
Yeah. Okay. Let me ask you the question
differently. We have around 100 billion neurons. You said that there are around 100 billion neural pathways. So you've conflated neuron with neural pathway.
Okay, look it up right now yourself. I don't have the access to it. You can see that there's...
What is a neural pathway? A neural pathway is a series of connected neurons that transmit signals between different parts of the nervous system.
Tell you what, let's just, for sake of moving forward with the conversation, say that you are 100% right, because you're wrong, by the way. There's 84 billion neural pathways, which form 106 billion neurons, okay? So let me ask you a question for you. How often does a positive mutation occur out of every 10 million?
The human brain contains approximately 100 trillion neural connections, also known as synapses, between its 100 billion neurons, according to Scientific American and Yale School of Medicine.
So that actually makes it worse for you.
It literally doesn't, because as a brain grows larger, it just inevitably gains more connections.
Well, it doesn't really matter, because my question to you is simple. How many positive mutations happen every single 10 million mutations?
I don't know.
The answer is one.
One per 10 million?
Yeah, every single 10 million mutations, they are either neutral or they have no positive effect. Only a beneficial mutation occurs one every 1 to 10 million, but the consensus is typically 10 million. You can look it up yourself. So my question is going to be for you, based on your number right now, doing the math in my head, if the Earth is 3.6 billion years old, that would mean that 278 million positive mutations would have to occur every single year for the human brain to exist today. But the problem with that is that we only see a positive mutation every single 10 million. So where's the number here? Where are we going wrong? Yeah, I get silent too.
No, I'm reading something about the rate of positive mutations.
Yeah. Tell your guests, how often does a positive mutation happen in the...
This thing, it says 14%, but I'm trying to figure out if that's...
Real, man. It's not 14%.
Well, the exact rate varies. Study estimate that around 14% of new mutations in protein coding DNA in humans might be beneficial.
No. With the data that we have right now, tell your guest how often a positive mutation happens in the human body.
14% of the time.
It's not 14%. You want me to fact check you right now? All right, so you're going to lie to your guests.
Estimating the proportion of beneficial mutations that are not adaptive in mammals. All I can see is the abstract on this. We observe that
All
We observe that beneficial non-adaptive mutations represent between 15 and 45% of all beneficial mutations in 24 of 28 populations sampled. So that's not telling you the rate of which are beneficial. It's telling you the rate of, like, a specific rate on the beneficial ones themselves. So that might not be terribly helpful. Right. But anyways, so let's go back to what you were saying. So problem, how long does it take to get the necessary number of beneficial mutations?
Yeah, yeah. So just to be clear, I think we can't move forward till I provide the source. The source here is showing that 1 in 10 million.
I can actually agree with you, and it doesn't matter for your case.
It does. So
it actually doesn't.
Wait. So if it's 1 in 10 million, are you suggesting that 274 positive mutations happened every single year from when I'm granting you're 3.17 billion years old? It makes no fucking sense, and you know that. So explain it to me. It doesn't. So you're suggesting
why do 250 mutations every year have to happen?
No. I just said 271 billion.
Yeah, I swear you said like around 200. Yeah. It was around 250. That was a rough guess, but it ended at 250. I didn't hear million. You said this many of them have to happen every year.
Every single year, based on your logic, if I even grant you...
What has to happen every year? Be specific.
Yeah, sure. So tell you what, let me ask you a question.
Do you want no,
me
to use be specific. 000? What has yes. to happen every year?
Yes. Do you want me to use 300,000 years or 3.17 billion? Which number?
I don't care. What has to happen every year?
Sure, let's use your number. 300,000 years the human brain has been developing. Let's say that...
No, that's not true. It's been developing for 3.7 billion years.
Great, 3.7 billion. So 271 million mutations have to happen every 365 days. But the problem here is that 1 in 10 million...
Why do 257 million beneficial mutations have to happen every year?
Do the math. Are you not following the math?
You haven't given me the math.
Yeah, the math is quite simple. Okay, I just told you. So in order for the human brain has 84 billion... Okay, neural pathways that make up 100 billion neural neurons. And you're now saying there's 100 trillion. What was that again? What was 100 trillion what?
Synapse, like neural connections.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Neural connections. Thank you. So let's base off 84 billion. Off 84 billion, based on a 3.17 billion time frame, there would have to be, the math follows, 271 million mutations happening.
You're actually just dividing 100 trillion by 87 billion. That's what you're doing.
Do the math right now. Do the math and tell me if I'm wrong.
I can believe you that number divided by that number is 257 million. What makes you think that that's how it works? So if an organism, two organisms reproduce.
Answer the question.
I am answering the question. Two organisms reproduce. Okay.
Yes.
They're going to have an offspring. The offspring is a blend of their genes. What you're saying is, no, what actually happens is there's absolutely no genetic makeup whatsoever with regard to their brain. And instead what happens is a unique mutation for every single neuron in that offspring's brain has to arise to form the brain. Like I am giving you F minus in biology right now.
No.
This is some of the stupidest shit I've ever heard.
You're not understanding what you're even saying.
I 100% understand exactly what is going on here. You took the number of synaptic connections divided by the number of neurons and then said that a unique mutation is required to form every single one of them, which historically... We could talk about how even if that's the case, it's not the gotcha you think it is.
Okay,
but what you're really doing is you're saying every year this has to happen because you're invoking that the way a brain is formed is from a mutation every single time reproduction happens. Well, yeah, negative F minus is your biology score for this.
Yeah, I can make you concede right now to every single one of your guests. If you type into your chat GPT because you're on a computer, are you not? Type into the computer. Is a singular mutation needed to form one brain neuron?
No, absolutely not. Do you know what Hox genes are?
Then look it up then. Look it up right now.
I don't need to look it up because I've read many books about this. Do you know what Hox genes are?
Yes, what you're saying, that you're essentially saying when
tell the audience what a Hox gene is.
Yeah, so the Hox gene is when a actual gene mutates, it creates an actual mutated gene that has actually more neurons than the actual original one.
That is not at all what a Hox gene is. Could you try again?
It is a Hox gene. The Hox gene is, you're essentially saying that the mutation that occurs creates a host of mutations.
I like how you're not telling us what Hox genes are. What is it that Hox genes regulate in the body?
You tell me.
The development of body parts.
Okay.
So how does humans have five fingers. Does it mean that humans have five Hox genes? No. The number of genes that you have that guides the development of an organ in your body is not identical to the number of cells, parts, bones, anything in that organ. It is a gene is just a chemical. It's kind of a weird way of putting it, but it is technically true. It's just a chemical that interacts with other chemicals and other genes, for example, that guides the activities, I guess we can say, of other cells. And it mediates the activities of them, activates them, deactivates them, speeds them up, slows them down, or whatever. And the downstream effects of that are what build organisms. You don't... the fact that you think that you need... Like, our DNA only has 3.5 billion connected base pairs. So, like, we don't even have enough fragments of DNA to create, like, 10% of a brain, according to the way you think this works. It's just, it's so bad.
So, for clarification, you're telling everybody that what you're essentially insinuating is that a single mutation results in numerous mutations, so therefore you don't have to actually have
Give me a number. There isn't a set number because it's different for different traits, but these are called I can't remember what it's called. Pleiotropy? I think it's pleiotropy is either when one gene has pleiotropy is when one gene affects multiple different parts within the organism. This is something that's just known about.
Okay, so you think that a singular mutation can result in a mutation that has for me to simplify it, you're saying that one neuron that is formed through mutation can actually result in maybe 100,000 new neurons that are positive.
Yeah, clearly, because small changes in Hox genes can cause it can, for example, leave the genes that are active during the development of the brain or whatever can be left on for a longer period of time. That would invariably grow multiple millions more neurons, inevitably lead to huge numbers of quite a lot more than that, more neural connections.
Okay, so let's just say I grant you for sake of the conversation, because this isn't even true, by the way, because a simple Google search will tell you it's not. A simple Google search will tell you
it's not. You didn't even know what these things were, and you're saying that it's false. Okay.
It isn't true to the extent you're saying it is, but I'm going to grant you for sake of the conversation.
Maybe it's lower. Maybe it's only a couple thousand. Either way.
Yeah, sure. Well, let's say I grant you for sake of the conversation that a mutation results in the actual creation of 100 million new positive neurons, okay?
That we can make the number way smaller than that.
Yeah, but let's say we stick with 100 million. That would still mean that 284 positive mutations per year would have to occur. The problem
are you still on that? That's not the case at all.
Because you're rolling the dice on 1 out of 10 million. It doesn't make sense.
No, buddy.
If me and you roll the dice every single every day now, from 365 days... We're rolling 1 out of 10 million. We have to hit that number every time. We're not going to hit it, but magnify that by 284. Doesn't make any fucking sense. You know what I'm saying, Coyote?
No,
I know.
Here, I'm gonna try to get some numbers here. Why is this calculator not working?
You want to grab me a Happy Dad?
In the fridge.
Yeah. All right. Finished that one.
100 billion divided by. Let's just say 100. Let's just say 10. I'll take 100 billion divided by 10, okay?
Yep.
Okay. So that is a mutation spontaneously creating 10 new neurons. You with me so far?
Yeah, listen to this. Hold on. Yeah, that's right, buddy. All right, continue.
Okay, so that would mean we would have to have 10 billion instances of that mutation happening, because when the first mutation happens, it gives you 10. And then when the next mutation happens, it gives you 10 more. Now we're up to 20. And then the next time we get up to 30. Now it still takes 10 billion occurrences or whatever to get to 100 billion, right?
Yes. Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. So we're not asking for 10 billion mutations that happen at the same time. Because if one organism has that mutation, they can pass it down to their offspring. The mutations accumulate. So all that has to happen is we have to have 10 billion instances of that beneficial mutation happening, being passed down. In 3.7 billion years, we can absolutely get that many cumulative events or whatever added up. Because life starts extremely simple and gradually gains in complexity. It takes humans a while to reproduce, but take a bacteria, for example. Some bacteria divide every 30 minutes, which means after one day, you have over 100 trillion bacteria. So that's one bacteria turning into 140 trillion bacteria. But then all 140 trillion bacteria, the next day, each can have 140 trillion descendants. So in 2 days, we have 140 trillion times 140 trillion, starting from literally just one. So even if the rate of beneficial mutations we're looking for is 0.00000000001, in no time at all, we have a huge number of beneficial mutations. And those accumulate because they pass on into the gene pool. It's not a guarantee that they pass on into the gene pool, but it does happen.
Okay, great. So based on these numbers, why aren't we still seeing it?
Seeing what?
Why aren't we seeing the mutations continue to occur at the rate you're suggesting? Over the last 100, let's say the last 200 years.
I didn't give you a rate. I'm just telling you that even if the rate is small, the opportunity for a beneficial mutation to just be randomly found, I guess, is basically guaranteed. We have experiments of beneficial mutations happening.
Sure. Are you speaking on punctuated equilibrium, or are you speaking on fucking gradualism? Which one?
Punctuated equilibrium is gradualism.
It's not gradualism. They're two distinct things.
They're absolutely not.
No, wait, are you kidding me? Gradualism is the slow increase of evolution, while punctuated equilibrium is periods of evolution followed by stasis. Mm-hmm. How are you saying they're the same thing?
Because they are the same thing. Tell me how.
They're different. What are you talking about?
Pick a trait.
No, you're so, dude, this is stupid. What is a butterfly? Is that punctuated equilibrium or is that gradualism?
A butterfly is an insect. Pick any trait that can be modified by evolution.
Based on your logic, I don't believe in what you're saying. So none.
So if you're gonna try to critique something, none. You can't just say that it doesn't exist.
I asked an important question. You like literally pivoted.
You asked me what a butterfly is. That wasn't an important question. This is beyond you, kind of like basic biology. So I'll just describe it to you. Let's pick any trait that can be modified by evolution. For example, a giraffe's neck, the length of it, right? What is the maximum amount a giraffe's neck can lengthen where it counts as gradualism but not yet punctuated equilibrium?
Just a minute. I went to my computer because you're lying. So no, gradualism and punctuated equilibrium are not the same. They represent
punctuated equilibrium is just a kind of gradualism.
Wait. They represent contrasting models of how evolutionary changes occur over time. Gradualism suggests that evolutionary change happens slowly and continuously, while punctuated equilibrium proposes that evolution occurs in rapid bursts followed by long periods of, I call it stasis, stability. So you lied. So I can't talk to someone, I can't talk to someone who's a liar. So that's fine.
You can go ahead and leave if you want. Oh, he did. Okay. So I'll show this for the audience. Hopefully the light will capture this. So here's like a stair step, right? So punctuated equilibrium, like, yes, it invokes long periods of stasis. And then the changes are sort of fairly dramatic. But punctuated equilibrium doesn't say that like whole different species in giant lumps come out every so often. It just says that the changes in the population sort of accumulate more more dramatically with periods of stasis in between. Well, chat, what is the difference between the gradual line and the stair step? The overall trend is they are identical. Now, it doesn't, the unfolding, or whatever we want to call it, does occur differently in both cases, but at a particular resolution, they're both just gradual, okay? It's like, I don't know. That's the best way I can think of to describe it.